Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is August 18th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Ban autonomous weapons, Meta's Dino V3, Tencent's AI model, quantum chip breakthrough. Ban autonomous weapons. The Potsdam appeal is turning up the heat on calls for a global ban on fully autonomous weapon systems. This international plea demands legal measures against so-called killer robots and urges Germany to spearhead efforts against their proliferation. The appeal advocates for a ban on weapon systems that can independently select and strike targets without human intervention. Crucially, it emphasizes the need for meaningful human control over all critical weapon system functions, particularly in life and death decisions. The signatories, many from the scientific community, stress that machines cannot assume moral or legal accountability, risking the erosion of international standards. The appeal aligns with a growing international movement, with 125 United Nations member states already endorsing guidelines for handling autonomous weapon systems. The aim is to secure binding international regulations before technological advancements make irreversible changes. Meta's Dianov 3. Meta has unveiled Dianov 3, a new AI model for image processing that operates without labeled data. Dianov 3 can be applied across various image tasks and domains with ease, even in areas with limited annotated data, such as satellite imagery. Remarkably, it achieves results in several challenging image tasks that were previously the domain of specialized systems. Like its predecessors, Dianov 3 utilizes self-supervised learning, processing 1.7 billion images, and applying 7 billion parameters. In benchmark tests, Dianov 3 outperforms its predecessor, Dianov V2, though the improvement is not as significant as the leap from Dianov V1 to Dianov V2. Meta offers pre-trained models, adapters, and the associated training and evaluation code on GitHub under a commercially usable Dianov 3 license. Tencent's AI model. Tencent has unveiled its latest multimodal AI model, Hunyuan Large Vision, which has earned the highest rank among Chinese models on a visual understanding leaderboard. This innovative model features a mixture of experts' architecture with 389 billion parameters, of which 52 billion are active. Ranked 16th on the Elem Arena Vision leaderboard, its performance parallels Claude Sonnet 3.5, while GPT-5 and Gemini 2.5 Pro hold the top spots. Hunyuan Large Vision excels in visual question answering, video analysis, math, optical character recognition, and three-dimensional benchmarks. Demonstrating its capabilities, the model identified the Iris Lactea flower, composed a poem inspired by a photo of the Seine, and offered strategic advice for a Go game. Currently, it is accessible via the Tencent Cloud API. Quantum chip breakthrough. Artificial intelligence is paving the way for the discovery of novel quantum materials, including those using magnetism for enhanced stability. Researchers from Sweden and Finland have introduced a material that could better shield sensitive qubits from disturbances. The breakthrough comes from utilizing magnetic interactions to create robust quantum states, rather than relying on rare quantum phenomena. This innovative approach leverages a newly developed computational tool that analyzes the topological properties of materials, identifying candidates for stable quantum states. By combining AI methods with this tool, vast material databases can be efficiently scanned, significantly widening the options for developing stable quantum hardware. While the application of this material in quantum chips is still theoretical, the approach suggests new, cost-effective possibilities in qubit manufacturing, potentially making quantum computing more reliable and less error-prone. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.